B-Pod Studios.
Zone Beatles.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
How important is the vertical element in the passing game? And can the passing game be considered successful maybe long-term if you're not hitting that with some frequency?
I think it's important to have the ability to throw the ball vertically, horizontally, you know, in every game, you know, and most pass patterns have that element available to them. I think there's a, you know, part of that process, which involves certainly decision making, you know, whether you want to, you know, kind of do everything you can to try to force it down the field, where there's times where you could do that, or you call plays that have an option to throw the ball down the field vertically. And if the defense were to play, you know, specific coverages that take those elements away, that you then make the decision to do something else with the ball.
Josh McDaniels on the Patriots offense not being able to push that damn ball down the field. Not being able to do it.
I have another thought on this after thinking about it for the last couple of days. Yeah, we make so much out of all the statistics and looking at the percentages, whether it's Pro Football Focus or this or that, and you look at the five rookie quarterbacks, and I always stack them up at the end of each the first 2 weeks here. And Mac's always at the head of the categories. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he plays safe football. I wonder if they're overcoaching him to the point of they're so preparing him that always in the back of his mind is don't make the big mistake. If you don't think it's there, don't take it. There's nothing wrong with taking this guy, or there's nothing wrong with hitting your check down. The check down there, it's easy money. It's seven. Let's go. Huddle up. Let's take it again. Instead of, hey, you do what you want to do. I don't think there's any of, hey, it's on you. Do what you want to do here. I think they're preparing him for every situation. You know, I just think as this thing grows, and you've seen it since the beginning of camp, he's handled everything they've thrown at him. And there's going to be a point at some point where there's going to be that comfort level and where the game slows down at the next level here. And, okay, I'm seeing things better. I mean, it looks good from us from a high vantage point that he looks good in the pocket. He doesn't look panicked. I mean, there'll be a play or two where you get spun around and, yeah, you had the Jonnu Smith play or you had the intentional grounding. But there's not like five of those. There's two in two games. Everything else pretty clean for the most part. When I say pretty clean, function, move your team. You don't see him burning timeouts because we don't have the right personnel. I got the wrong guy lined up, or I didn't back this guy up, or my snap count's bad. Oh, he's altered his snap count. He's changed it up. He's done all that. He handles personnel groupings. I'm watching him watch to the sideline. You know, I'm sure they're in his ear. Like, hey, if it's not there, we're going here. And sometimes you get that overcoach mentality that play safe, play safe, play safe, play safe, play safe, play safe. And then you become so robotic playing safe to where you're going to have to break that at some point.
So McDaniel says, I trust him, that he trusts him to throw the ball down the field.
He does.
Believe him? You believe him?
Yeah, I do.
He's telling the truth.
He doesn't throw that one to Jacoby Myers then if you don't trust him. Like, you're not calling that crisscross wheel route where Jacoby Myers got a guy in his hip pocket and he's dropping it in over the top like a bucket. Same thing with James White in week one. Those are downfield. You know?
Now, David Andrews took a hard pass on answering the question if he thought the pass blocking got better, worse, you know, other than to say.
I think he took a hard pass. I think he said we still got a lot of weird way to go.
I was going to say the second part of my thought was, but his answer indicated that they don't think they're doing a good enough job.
That's fair.
And they're not.
They're not.
And they're not.
They're not. And that's where on those certain plays where there's pressure and he hits that check down, there might be guys popping open late.
So the Patriots offensive line is pretty much hosing both Mac Jones and offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels.
It could be the offensive line that is the reason they are not putting the ball downfield because the kid can't get enough time yet. I mean, there's times the pocket looked clean. Like that Hunter Henry
Henry played at the end of the half.
But, like I said, run it.
But he's a little
Screenshotted. That's screenshotted, but it looks like Michael Wenu in the middle loses his guy to the inside a little bit. I said, run that play full through. Because I think that's where Mac...
But that play sped up on him because the protection wasn't good, and he hasn't had good protection.
Right.
If he were more comfortable, maybe that play gets made.
All he's got to do is sit in the pocket, hit one deep one, and that's when it starts. That you sort of open the floodgates there. He did it in preseason. Stood there, hung in there, and threw the ball downfield. It's fine. The one to N'Keal Harry. Yeah.
Yeah, but he also knows that he's had a couple of bad plays where he's lost the football or he's hit that stupid spinning play where he threw it in week
so
one.
So he's still, I guarantee he's still sort of guessing a little bit.
Yeah.
He's sure, but he's not like, I'm not totally sure, but I'm pretty sure. Same way Josh pretty much trusts him.
Yeah.
I don't think Josh is telling you the truth yet either. Like, oh, I totally trust him. Go four wide and let's go vertical. You're not there yet.
Do they have to pull Dante Scarnecchia out of retirement again?
I think so. I thought about that on Monday.
Oh.
No.
I didn't expect you to have such an adamant.
I don't mean it that way.
That.
I don't mean it that way.
They got to call him.
I don't mean that way out of retirement. Now, remember, one of the coaches not retired, but elected not to work because of COVID. So they had two offensive line coaches. You're down to one. I would consult Dante. Dante has done that before where he was consultant retired.
Whatever happened to that guy who's gone now?
He'll be back next year probably.
Wasn't he let go?
I don't think he was let go. No, he just decided he's not gonna work because of the COVID stuff.
Opted out of the season.
Coach opt out.
That's a coach opt out?
Yep.
That's allowed? I thought that was it. I thought his employment was done.
I don't think so.
Oh.
No, I didn't hear it that way.
Oh. Okay, then.
No, but I would consult Dante. Yeah. Dante knows the team, the offense, better than anybody, the protections. He knows this group he's coached.
I don't think he wants to do it.
You need an offensive line consultant.
Yeah.
He's done it before when he was tired, and then he came back out of retirement.
But he's got tee times now.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know if he would want to. That's a commitment. Consultant. What do you need? Be a day a week?
I know. Coaching's a commitment. It is. It's time, man.
That's a full day of me coming down there to teach these guys how to block again. I already taught them how to block?
You know what we get for all the hours of work we put in? Cold Gatorade on Saturday. That's worth every little bit you put in. Nothing like
it says
cold
he's
Gatorade.
No longer on the staff, by the way. Cole Popovich.
Really? Okay. I don't know what the
you think that
classification.
You think that next
know.
Year the mandate for vaccines in the league is not going to be a thing?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know where we're at. We thought May was in May we were told nobody's going to ever have to wear a mask anywhere again once you get vaccinated. So it changes. You adapted. You change based on all the reporting on it or whatever they say about it. This could change in 3 months.
I would say it's not a good decision just based on the future employment for him. Like if you want to work in this league, I doubt that's going anywhere. Nate's in the truck. Hey, Nate.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Hey, I got a couple points. I mean, with Brady, if you look at it, they kept telling him, hey, I want to play into my 40s. And if you look at the contract, too, there was a year there that they gave him an incentive-laden deal, just like Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah, and he hit none of them.
You know what I mean? So, exactly.
And it pissed him off.
They seen it right then and there. They seen Guerrero working on him every day. That, hey, he's preparing himself to play into his 40s. And they denied him. The second point now, the first one, if you think about it, that's why he said, I want to play into my 50s. And that's why he's going to try to stick it to the Patriots. That's number one. Number two, Belichick was preparing for this all along. Why did they spend over $200 million in this offseason? Because if you look back at it with Brady, right, he wanted weapons. He didn't. He kept struggling and struggling with Bill to get him weapons, okay? And that's what happened was, if you look at the draft too, he was drafting for defense. Not mostly offense, but for defense, because he knew he was going to have this little lull in a period where he had to rely on his defense more than his offense when Brady goes.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah.
How those drafts work out.
Yeah. See, this is funny, too, and I get this from Michael on Twitter. Hey, I know Brady's taking it personal. I hope Belichick takes it personal next week, too. And any chance they go five wide and air it out?
With who?
You would need, well, first of all, you would have to start with four receivers. You would need four receivers and then see if we could get a fifth. Because right now you have three.
So I said, with who?
Who?
Who? Who? Like an owl. Who? Who?
Oh, God, we forget. They got Scotty Miller, too.
Who? Yeah, they do that.
And they got
that kid.
Then they got the tight end from Alabama who blew his Achilles out a year ago.
Oh. Brady could do it if he wanted to.
Was it Brecht? What's his name? Brecht, the other tight end? He's still there, too.
617-779-0985. Does Dante Scarnecchia need to come out of retirement?
That's damn right.
Damn right. And, of course, Brady, which will be a big topic of discussion pretty much from now until that game is played next weekend. And his dad did a podcast with Tommy Kern. He had plenty to say. Burt Breer joins us at noon. Again, those Patriots tickets coming up at 11:36.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
They need something there to fix that offensive line. Could make things a lot easier. 617-779-0985. What are they facing this week in New Orleans, though? Doesn't feel like it's going to get easier.
They're facing a front. This is where it's going to be problematic. But remember, you're playing at home, so they're not going to get to jump on a snap count playing on the road.
True.
But Cam Jordan in the other end, they're wide ones. Like they call wide nine techniques where it looks like they're outside with their hand down, three-point stance, looking to block a punt. You know, edge rusher. So you're going to get a lot of power coming off the edge. Get ready for some draws. Get ready for some screens underneath, middle screens, all that crap. Get them going upfield.
I'm worried about them.
I'd love to have Trent Brown back.
Trent Brown, get back.
Come on, baby. Come on. Come on.
Need you this week.
Get Guerrero up here.
Especially when you have those guys that are going outside. And as you mentioned the other day, Zoe, you had this point of, I think it was you. I'm going to give you the credit either way. Maybe it was during pregame on Sunday. The length of Trent Brown's arms.
That's me, yeah.
That was you, okay.
So Brady told me.
And how he can just hit a guy on the shoulder coming around the edge, and because he's got this just tremendous reach, the guy loses his balance and is falling to the turf because Trent Brown just sticks him with the hand.
Yep, 39-inch inseam. Brady said it's like, holy, you're terrific. You think, okay, I'm getting smoked by this guy. He goes, and then all Trent does, and he's got it down pat to where, you know, Nate couldn't do this, and nor could Vollmer when he compared him to the other big tackles they've had.
And those are good tackles,
they're
by
great.
The way. Those aren't bums.
That was not like taking a shot at them. That's
those are
like
good players.
They're all different styles. Like Vollmer was more of a mauler. Nate was more of, I got to move my feet in front of the guy and stay upright because he was more athletic. But Trent's just got the reach to know how to push the guy right past the quarterback.
I got a question. Where the hell's Vollmer been? What's he doing now?
He's like German, he's in like all kind of German shows.
He's still around?
Not sure.
I saw him in the preseason. He was there doing the German broadcast.
You did?
Yeah. He was at Gillette doing the
German
broadcast.
We should give him a call.
Mankins and Hochsteiner living here. They're around. They're coaching our kids' teams, too.
Mankins never left.
Yeah. Coaching his kids' team.
Mankins, he's a farmer, that guy, you know.
He's a farmer in Attleboro. It's crazy.
Yeah. Cows.
See him driving his tractor. Dude, drive by and you see him driving his tractor. Like,
mm-hmm. Yep.
A John Deere hat.
He's not coming back to consult.
No.
I got fields to tend to.
The crops to get.
Carburetors to replace.
My kids got to eat.
Trying to sell pumpkins over here.
Trying to sell ears of corn, five for $2. Yeah, make money. You think he feeds the hard corn ears and to the pigs? The pig slop that you make?
Oh, sure.
They have that blend and they put it in buckets and throw it to the pigs.
How did you make that noise?
I'm good at making noises. I do that.
That was both
I thought T-Bone was playing a sound effect.
No, nope, that's me.
You're like that guy from Police Academy.
Yeah. What a reference. What percentage of the audience will get that?
Nobody.
That guy showed up on like America's Got Talent or something not long ago. My kid was watching. I'm like, oh, you poor son of a bitch. You're going to be a worldwide superstar.
Phones crashed. I was going to take a call, but it looks like they went down again.
I hope our phone system's ready for next week.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
I can't see any names. Can you see any names? You guys have anything back there? Tell me who's on the line.
Alex, let's go to Alex on line four.
Alex.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Hey.
Good, good, good. Very good.
Hey, I just wanted to touch on moving the ball here in the offensive line. I went to the home opener, you know, I was up in the 200 section there and was watching the game, and it was going good. But for fullback, I mean, who do we have blocking for fullback? I don't even know the guy's name.
Jakob Johnson.
I mean, I know that what we Jakob. Well, we had Gronk there, that edge was set. But that edge was set, too, with Devlin. I mean, do you think we're looking to get a caliber guy like Devlin back in the game, or are we? Do you think we're set there at that position?
Well, that's interesting you say that, because I think the fullback is sort of, I don't want to say been phased out of the National Football League, but those guys are hard to find. James Devlin-type players are hard to find because they don't really groom them at the collegiate level. It's very rare you see a regular set offense. Like everything's in the gun with the three back and stacked next to you. And we're going three wide, one tight end. They're hard to find. But Jakob's giving you about everything he can. I mean, I don't know what your high end expectations are for him, but Hunter Henry is a blocker. I haven't really watched him that much block. Like you had Gronkowski for 10 years. Like he had a really good feel as to what Rob could do and what he couldn't do. There were times where he couldn't block. You know, coming back from injury, didn't have the back right or didn't have the legs right. There were issues there at times. But that's a guy you really wanted in route. I never wanted him in formation. Who was the guy that came from the Colts that we had? Won a Super Bowl with him. Colts tight end. But we kept him in, and Rob would go out in formation. But I always thought he would be more of a red zone guy, too. Never came to be. But I don't think you're going to find any fullback out there right now or be looking for one.
Bill's in New Hampshire, eh, Bill?
Bill!
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Nice phone.
Great. You have a great team there, and that includes Milliken and T-Bone, too.
It's, really?
You've made a sports fan out of my wife. But anyhow,
what's her name?
Since I, Janice.
Janice. Tell Janice we said hi.
I'll do that. She's probably listening in the other room.
Nice.
Stay in other rooms, huh?
Area. Yeah, so I have a couple comments and a question. First, there's nothing wrong with mayonnaise on hot dogs or vinegar on french fries.
That's my man.
And my first wife, who passed away, a number of years ago, is from Beaver Falls and went to high school with Joe Namath. But that's another phone call, and I can tell you.
That's so. Okay. Joe's nephew was my center at Maryland. Joe used to come down all the time.
Well, great. Great.
Yeah.
I think we know the answer of this, but I'm curious to your opinion and your listeners' opinions. When Brady goes into the Hall of Fame, which I guess is a given, will he go in as a Patriot or will he go in as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer?
Well, Bill, here's the good news. In baseball, you've got to pick a hat. You've got to go in as a member of one team. In football, there is no such method or requirement for picking a team. You just go in as an individual and as a player. So he doesn't...
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. So he doesn't have to pick a team. There's no team to pick.
It's more about the speech, Bill. But like to Bill's point, like who do you come and thank first?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. That's probably a better way of looking at it.
Who do you feel like this is the reason I'm here? This is the reason I'm standing here talking to you with this yellow jacket on. I thank this person the most.
You know what? And now that those speeches are so short, it's
you mean like Peyton Manning running through his like this, and we're going to do this guy and that guy and that guy and the other guy?
Well, no, there's now a time limit on how long you can speak,
right?
Which is unfortunate because some of the best players to ever play the game deserve more than whatever time. How much is it now?
8 minutes, I think. That's what you get for letting Ray Lewis go on and on. 5-7, 25, 55.
6 minutes on the Bucs, 2 minutes on the Patriots.
I wouldn't be shocked.
That's what
his problem is going to be he played with so many players you can't get into thanking players. It's got to stay vague.
Yeah. You don't go in as a member of any team in football. You just go in as Tom Brady if you're him.
And but he'll be a buck.
And it will list both teams on his plaque in the order that he played for them.
It's more of a question when Jim Murray's there in the audience.
Bust,
what,
right?
What hat jersey, and
yeah,
jersey
what
will he have
will
on?
He be wearing, yeah.
I wonder if Jim will get the combo Pats Bucks jersey,
those
which he
good,
thinks is
those are good looking.
Hideous. They're hideous. You know the worst part about it? They use the old Buccaneer numbering, like the ugly uniforms from 2 years ago.
Oh, very, very piratey.
Yeah. Arr. Brady changed those.
Charlie in Cranston. Charlie.
Hey. Hey, happy mid-project strong Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
I would also like to say I'm kind of pissed at Kraft. I feel like I'm getting more pissed at Kraft and not keeping Brady. If he was going to interject himself with Jimmy G and then not be willing to give the money or – it's just very frustrating. I'd like to hear you talk about that.
I'm just – again – the money, I'm just like, why couldn't he make 25 here and fit all those other type guys under the cap? But he did it down there. Because the thought here was, yeah, we could give him the 25, but it's the same team. And he doesn't want that. Tommy doesn't want that. You don't negotiate to not franchise yourself, to not start thinking that the player didn't also want out of here. This isn't spun just the other way. I know, like the dad said, well, they didn't want Tommy. I don't know if Tommy wanted to be here at the end either. That's part of it. There's a fraction of that pie.
No, but that's why I mentioned it earlier today. Yeah. He changed his mind at some point.
Mm. Yep, you're not franchising me. You're not going to panic at the end when I want a lot of money, and then you're just going to slap me with a franchise tag. That's not going to happen.
His first thought after winning the Super Bowl against the Falcons was, let's get an extension done. That was his first thought. And I think that may have been the first part of the divide, that feeling was not mutual from anyone else, that Bill didn't feel that way. And if he hadn't won that game, how would Bill have moved to move on from him?
I think that's probably
a question he has in his mind.
I would love to know, in all seriousness, that time period where the halftime at the Super Bowl is, I think, 8 minutes longer than a normal halftime in a regular season game or a playoff game.
Yeah.
Was there any going back and forth in Bill's head that it would shake things up here in the second half?
You know whose head that was a thought in at halftime of that game?
Who's that?
Jim Louth.
I thought it after the pick six.
Of course.
After the pick six, I'm like, they're not going to pull him, are they? They're not going to pull him in a Super Bowl.
The management Louth. He looked right at me at halftime, and he goes, what's this mean for Brady's future?
That's why you better don't turn your back, pal.
He said, what's this mean? What are they going
to
do with Brady?
Louth can do that. If Louth can do that to Brady, he could do that to any of us.
Right? Oh, he would cut any of us down and kick us out the door at a moment's notice.
Just take yesterday, for example.
I got my pull robot back.
Watch yourself, T-Bone.
Get that back.
Watch yourself.
He brought you into this world. He can take you out.
Good thing the ratings have gone up and not down since you took over, T-Bone. Good thing. Because as soon as that math starts going the other way, look out.
All he does is sits there and stares at that stream, man.
You know what we're doing next? Right after this?
What?
We're giving away a pair of Patriots tickets for this Sunday against the Saints.
Uh-oh, better get ready to call.
Hang tight. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Up. Putting you in the middle of the story.
It's gotta be the closest thing to Woodstock.
In the middle of the day.
It's like an acidic trip.
There's always a little bit of heaven in a disaster area.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I have a serious question.
Why is he playing this?
Nope. How many times will Bob Sosi incorporate when the Saints go marching in to a touchdown drive if they have one on the ground?
I don't know. Probably at least once.
How many times will you?
I'm not doing it.
You should incorporate instead like some kind of a strong arm Armstrong reference.
I'm gonna do me some of the gumbo talk from down there.
I wouldn't do that. I
I would go play on the third down of 70, good in the pocket.
I would keep that out of
give me the po' boy. I could eat the po' boy all the way up.
If it were my choice, I would keep that out of the broadcast.
So don't do Ed Ogeron.
And out of this show.
I don't do no Ed Ogeron. You're going to play the football under the blitz.
Off the air entirely.
Like Ed Ogeron.
Keep it out of your life. Don't let it be a thing.
I'm going to bring them sissy blue shirt down here. Got his ass kicked.
Keep doing it. Do it more.
No.
See? That's what I should have done that from the beginning.
Yeah. Right now, caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line.
Look at you, Prize Pigs.
It's tickets to the freaking Patriots.
I know.
You're not giving away a koozie.
It's great. Look at them. Come on, call it.
Insult people
you
who
are,
want to win tickets to a Patriots game.
You are
game.
A disruptive force in this program. That's what I would say. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line.
It's a hot ticket. It's a hot ticket, Beetle.
Please call the contest line at 617-931-0985. Caller 10 on the contest line will score a pair of tickets for this Sunday's Patriots game against New Orleans. Tune into the Sports Hub for pregame with yours truly, along with Chris Gasper, and post-game coverage with Jim Murray and Joe Murray. We've got another chance to win on this show, which is coming up in the 1 o'clock hour, and there will be another opportunity coming up during Felger and Maz at 3:30 today. So right now, caller 10 will win a pair of tickets to Sunday's game. It is going to be a great Sunday of football, another wonderful Sunday in New England. Looks like the weather is going to be good, and the Patriots have done very well on this front through two games. Nice Sunday, gorgeous day to go to a game at Gillette Stadium. Get the tailgate fired up. 1 o'clock start. Love that.
It's your propane tanks.
Did you see that big tailgate? The guy who had all the steamed lobsters.
I did. The clam bake.
Uncovered the tarp, and then it was all like buried in seaweed and stuff. Like, to me, that's gross. I wouldn't eat that, but I get it. That's
New England.
That's a lot of work, man. But
that's a lot of work, but that was cool. I mean, that is...
That was not cheap either. Do you know how much lobsters are right now?
No.
It's very expensive.
How much?
It's like $45 for a pound of lobster meat, which is crazy.
So like a one
attorney
pound?
Already, you know, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's already
so how much would
cleaned.
Like, how much would a 1 pound lobster?
Yeah, you go
cost?
Buy
they're about
25 bucks
for a pound and a half, pound and three quarters, about $25 a lobster.
How much is it to walk into the supermarket right now? Send us a photo if you're in the supermarket of what it's going to cost if you were to buy one out of the tank at, you know, Stop and Shop.
It's not cheap right now. I saw that and I saw money being
not cheap.
Steamed.
How much spend on pumpkins this morning?
$27.99.
Does that include your sushi that you bought?
No, that's separate.
Okay.
You asked about pumpkins. You didn't ask the sushi.
Okay. Well, I just
have good sushi.
You had separate transactions for your sushi and your pumpkins?
Nope. Did one. And I went out and shopped for the pumpkins.
How does that work? You told them how many pumpkins you're going to buy and they just trust you?
They know me in there. Yeah.
Okay.
And I said, I want four pumpkins and I want one specialty. That you saw me looking at the specialty of there after I already picked the pumpkins.
Okay.
And they built them. I have the receipt.
Right.
Yeah.
Keep receipts.
All right. No regrets.
We have our winner yet?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't asking you.
They've been given away. So stop.
All right,
calling.
Given away in like 3 seconds.
The tickets have been given away. We have our winner. We have our caller number 10. So thank you for trying. Again, you get another chance to win on this show coming up at 1:30 and again at 3:30 with Felger and Maz. So you have multiple opportunities today, but this particular pair of tickets gone. Thank you for trying. Phil in New Hampshire. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Zolak, you need medication really bad, I think.
Fair assessment, Phil.
Let's see. There's been a lot of talk about Brady and Belichick having, you know, some resentment or whatever you call it. I don't know what you call it. But there's hard feelings. And I think the old man, Brady's father, has something to do with it. You know, he's making it worse, you know. And
I don't think Bill cares about that, whatever the old man thinks or says. You know, I don't think it's resentment. I think it was just it's time. I think they appreciate what each has done for each other. There's got to be that, right? Does Bill win six rings if he's not his quarterback? I don't think so. Does Brady win six or have seven now and understand what it takes to win and take that winning environment to Tampa? If Bill didn't teach him how to prepare and how to win and what you need to do to win.
$13.99 a pound for lobsters in the supermarket.
The 1.5 to 2 pound lobster is $13.99 a pound.
That's $25.
And then a 2 to 4 pound lobster will cost you $16.99 per pound.
Oh, well, I think the 1 to 2 pound is the most common you see in the store. But there you go. There's the price. Close.
Not $45.
Not quite. All right. 617-779-0985. We'll hear from Bill Belichick coming up. He's about to speak in Foxborough. We'll get some of his thoughts. Hear what he has to say about the upcoming matchup with the Saints. Bert Breer will join us at noon.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
So,
not a dummy.
Beetle. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Go to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, to get all the latest on the Boston sports scene, and also download our app. Tap that app. Thanks for streaming us and for listening to our podcasts. Again, all of it available at 98.5thesportshub.com. I see that Maz has a story up there that will probably send Milliken through the roof. Headline, is it time to trade Bobby Dalbec?
You trade him in his cute little uniforms that they wear with him. What the hell are they doing wearing those again?
They're winning games with them.
Oh, the money grab. That's what it is. It's end-of-year money grab.
Is it a superstition thing?
Yeah, that's what they're calling it now. At first, they said
Keep it through the playoffs. Yeah. Those resonate real well with everybody.
I don't think the uniforms are as bad as people are making it out
to be. Oh, my God. Milken?
I'm not personally a fan overall, but Hardy brought up a great point during the break that during the spring, they felt a little more... I don't know, a little more fitting. Now that we're at this point in the year, it's a little awkward. But, hey, they're winning games. It's now a thing for them. It's kind of superstitious. Run with it. Whatever keeps the winning streak going.
I saw him in person. The one game I went to this year was in the middle of the day. It was a doubleheader. And out in the sunlight and outside, nice springtime May sunlight.
It feels like a flower.
They looked really nice.
Like flowers.
Something about on TV last night.
Terrible.
And especially Christian Vasquez.
It's his helmet and the chest protector.
And the red thing he wears on one arm, he looked like a deranged Ronald McDonald. It was not a great look. I felt bad.
Insane clown posse catcher.
I felt bad for him. It's like, I don't want to put that uniform on, but certain body types, especially, they're not complimentary. It's a tough look.
Chris Sale does not look good in it. He's pitching today.
I think it's fine. I don't think they're as bad as everyone makes them out to be.
They're better in person in the daylight than they are at night on TV.
Just win games. Just win, baby. Just win.
Seven straight.
Bill Belichick is powered by the Oakers Company. Just like Coach is in a class of his own when it comes to raising banners, so isn't the Oakers Company.
No, so
or
is.
So is the Oakers Company. Who wrote that? We made this comment last week and they didn't change it. So is the Oakers Company. This season is Oakers' biggest banner year yet, celebrating 100 years of being New England's trusted technology solutions provider. Visit Oakers.com, the Oakers Company, proud partner of the New England Patriots. And when you're spelling Oakers, that's OCKERS.com. Oakers, fabulous company. They do great things with technology. Check them out, Oakers.com. And here's Bill Belichick speaking in Foxborough.
Since Sean's been there, and you know, defensively, you know, Dennis Allen does a tremendous job too. You know, this has been a top run defense now for the last few years, and they're really, really hard to block and run the ball effectively against. Got a real good third down scheme, very experienced defense, and especially in the secondary, you got guys that are, played a lot of football, and you know, they really know what they're doing. And then the kicking game, you know, Coach Rizzi's done a great job there. You know, one of the top units in the league with, you know, some great players, you know, led by Harris. But they cover well on both punts and kickoffs, return well, block kicks. Very good situational team. You know, Sean's got his team very well prepared for, you know, all the one play type situations, end of game situations, things like that. So it's a lot to get ready for. Obviously, a team we're not very familiar with, personnel wise or scheme wise. I haven't seen these guys in quite a while. So got a lot of work to do this week, but. Very, very good football team, and as I said, very, very well coached, and play a lot of smart football, and they really know what they're doing in all three phases of the game. So there's no plays off this week. So hopefully get off to a good start here today, and you know, string some days together and be ready to go on Sunday.
So what makes Alvin Kamara so good?
Yeah, he does everything well. Very good in the passing game. You know, his production's been phenomenal. 59 touchdowns or whatever it is. And, you know, his yards from scrimmage have been, you know, at the very top since he's been in the league. So he's got good speed, quickness, tough to tackle, good vision, versatile guy. Get him the ball a lot of different ways. And they do. And he produces with it. So, yeah, this guy you got to keep your eye on at all times.
All right, that's Bill Belichick. Again, powered by the Oakers Company. If there's anything of note that Bill says today about the matchup with the Saints, we'll be sure to get it. We'll be sure to bring that to you. Josh McDaniels yesterday talked about Mac Jones, talked about his growth, development, etc., and said that he trusted Mac Jones, said that he has faith in him to throw balls down the field, but also put some of the blame on himself in terms of some conservative play calling. I'm curious to find out if Bill gets asked about that at all today. See what he says. Brandon in Boston on the Patriots going against the Saints. What do you think about that, Brandon?
Hey, guys. I think it's going to be very tough for the Patriots because they don't take no shots. So I want to see, are they going to play gritty or are they going to play conservative? Because this team, like the Saints, they go for it on fourth down. So you talk about four attempts, two made. They're willing to take the risk. To win the game, are the Patriots willing to take that same risk to win games like the Saints are? So I think it's going to be very tough, and plus that front line, you know, like I said, that Dinkin and Duncan is not going to work in that running. So you're going to have – they're going to make you throw that ball. So, you know, is Josh McDaniels going to let loose? Is he going to let Mac Jones do his thing? That's what I want to know. But it's going to be tough for them.
Brandon, I think it's going to be a question every week until it happens. It was a question we had going into the Jets game. I was telling you pregame, let's see one of those shots to Nelson Agholor down the field. See if you can get him open. See if you can just throw it to him down the field, even if it's not for a completion. Can you get him loose? Can you get him down the field? And can you just air out the throw? At this point, I'd be excited over a very deep throw that ends up being incomplete.
Yeah.
Like the other
night. Or
two,
or three.
You know, right out of the gate, Lamar Jackson's deep throw. That was an incompletion.
Yeah.
But he had a guy deep down the field.
Hey, or Mac.
I'd be excited just to see that.
You know, Mac knew there was an offsides penalty. He took a shot down the field. They threw it up at the goal line. More of those. Yeah. Fourth and two, going for it on fourth and one. It depends on the situation.
I'm going to give you one quick update that's going to make you happy, Zoe.
What's that?
Fitzy in Topsfield, originally from Woburn. He made note of that. He said he just called his local fish market. Mm-hmm. Shelled lobster meat, meaning just the tail and claw, freshly shucked out of the shell.
Mm.
Currently, $59.99 a pound.
That's up there.
For just the shelled tail meat, $62.99 a pound.
Oh!
He said normally in a typical year, it's somewhere between $35 and $40 a pound on the high end.
That's a highway robbery right now.
And he says he knows this because his wife, Lauren, also a huge fan of the show, cooks the best lobster stew in all of New England.
Thanks, guys.
Go Pats, Fitzy.
Oh, I'd like some lobster too, stew on Sunday. I wonder if you put in that. Potatoes, right? Some celery.
Now,
some
is there onions. Any difference between a stew cream. And a bisque?
Yeah, bisque is more creamy. More cream and butter and sherry. Bisque requires cream, butter, sherry. I've made a bisque before. Make a roux, thicken it up.
These are the questions we ponder. What is the difference between a stew and a bisque?
A stew, it's more watery. You let it sit, simmer, with multiple vegetables.
Got it. So what's the consistency of a lobster stew?
I'd say much more watery. It's like it's a difference between, I think, like a Manhattan clam chowder and a clam chowder. Mm. Like the stew would be more on the Manhattan clam chowder side.
Give me the bisque.
We're getting close to
stew. Bring on the bisque.
We're getting close to these crockpot seasons. You know, set it for.
Oh, it's almost here. We're almost there. Yep.
Come home and you smell that.
It's 75 degrees today.
What do we got there?
I didn't say today.
You said we're almost T-Bone. Open your ears.
It was like 55 the other night. It's chilly.
Halloween decorations are out everywhere already.
Yeah, my pumpkins.
Yep. Did you put your little...
I didn't do anything yet.
Well, don't you have that big thing?
This is a rule. Yeah, the
sandworm.
Sandworm. Was texting with a neighbor about that the other day.
Hannah hasn't seen anything yet.
Hey, listen, pal.
I'm just warning you.
Here's a picture of the setup in Quincy. It's coming to Hanover. It's coming this month or October. This coming within the next month, this will be assembled.
Lucky neighbor.
What was their reply?
Thrilled about it.
Okay.
Said Beetlejuice a top 10 movie, and they're thrilled about it.
All right.
No, I think you got to close a pool, have all the pools closed before you're putting out those decorations or putting the crock pot on. So
that's a good milestone.
You know, is it warm enough to still have your pool open?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, mine's open.
That means you can't be putting out Halloween just yet. Slow your roll.
What do you think the corporate guy closes his pool?
It's a good question. We should find out when Jim closes.
He's so busy with all the corporate stuff. He doesn't have time to do it.
He probably hires someone to do it. No.
Right, looking at houses in there, scrolling through things.
He's probably about to move.
Yeah.
Well, you want to have those two iron.
He's going to move to Connecticut.
He's going to move to Connecticut.
Greenwich.
Big money. He's gonna buy that house that Brady didn't buy. the one that Louth drove by the driveway of. That's the one he's looking at. He's big time now. Bert Breer is going to join us coming up after these headlines, so don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.